Okay, this is Asagi, and it's going to do a personal little podcast-esque thing for my blog. An audio blog, I suppose you could call it, instead of typing or anything else. And honestly, I want to talk about my thoughts on E3, mainly the games that interest me most, about the systems I'm interested in getting, or systems I already have, depending on which it is, and we'll go through all that. I have to say, this year has been quite the show, and I don't think anyone has been disappointed with it, at least nobody that I know. Whereas past recent years in a row, lots of people, and this isn't me personally, but I found things to like in all the shows pretty much ever. You know, I don't dwell on the things I don't like so much, but, you know, and I know, or I don't, worry about, you know, how it, I don't, like, you know, worry about it, how it's, like, E3 is a crap, just because conferences didn't show everything I was interested in, or whatever, you know, or I didn't think they were very good. So, this year I think everyone can agree that, from what I've seen, that it was a very good show. Everyone was very excited about video games again, or at least that's what I kept hearing people say. And, lots of excitement from everyone except Microsoft, as we all know, as they have really decided that they were just going to shove down the anti-consumer rights, or take away your rights as a consumer, among many other things, you know, just really blatantly, and don't really seem to give a shit what you think about it. Which is pretty much the fact that tells me that they think that all their money and marketing and everything else is they're going to try to shove it down our throats and try to win by brute force and try to get this kind of these kind of stupid restrictions, you know, accepted across the industry as the norm by just brute force. And that's very unacceptable as far as I'm concerned. So whatever you do, I would urge you to not buy a PlayStation, not buy an Xbox One at all, because it's anti-me, it's anti-you, it's anti-your choice, and I really think that you're making a gigantic, huge mistake to say yes to the system just because they showed you the right games. You know, I think that's a stupid idea. Please don't. You can do without. You can find substitutes on PlayStation 4, okay? Or whatever, on PC, Wii U, whatever you need to do. Just anywhere else besides Xbox, please. Because no one else is doing the kind of crap that they're doing over there. So with that out of the way, and without any further ado, let's get to the game, shall we? So I'm going to go from least recent to most recent system and games there within. The first, of course, is going to be PlayStation 3. And there's just a few games on here to comment on that I saw news about. So I could be missing things, I don't know. I haven't been keep up super well with everything in every game, but if something caught my eye for one reason or another, even if it was minor, I'm going to make a comment on it. So for PlayStation 3, first thing was just simply that Blade Blue Chrono Phantasma is actually the next version of Blade Blue that lots of people enjoy. I enjoy it too. It's a good Arc System Works fighting game. And it has been confirmed that it's coming to North America on PlayStation 3 in 2014 from the usual publisher Axis Games. So that's good to hear. I might actually get the Japanese version, which is coming out October 24th of this year instead. Just because, you know, I would have to wait. But I don't know. That's not up for guarantee. It's definitely, this game is not potentially not a priority. It all depends on how I'm feeling when it comes around to October. Whether I want to get it then or just wait. I might wait, you know, because I got big plans for next gen, so hey. I get another version of Blade Blue while I'm interested isn't, you know, the most pressing thing in the world, so it depends, but it's this year for Japan, next year for the U.S. Or North America. So next is Yaiba Ninja Gaiden Z. That's looked really cool. It's another action game, so you know me, action gaming guy over here. I gotta love it. So you know, I'm not a huge fan of the biggest fan of the past Team Ninja Gaidens. I like them, but I don't love them as much as some other properties. My favorite one, in fact, is probably of the, you know, post Itagaki Ninja Gaidens is probably, I would say, specifically the Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2 on the PlayStation 3, because I really liked the extra accessibility and the difficulty levels they gave it, as well as keeping the hardcore stuff. So it helped me enjoy it a little more, because I feel that game series in their harder difficulties is a lot more unfair than other action games. Because I like to have easier difficulties than action games, so that I can get used to playing it and not just get my ass kicked while learning. And then, once I get good at it, that I'll move up. You know, that's how I feel about it. But anyway. So it looks cool. It's like a Yayuba Ninja Gaiden Z. It looks like a, you know, a kind of a different type of take on the a more humorous take, it seems, from what I've read and seen. And it's also cel-shaded this time. And it's even got some, I think, what is it, Concept, which is Keiji Inafune's, you know, company, post-Capcom, and he's involved somehow from what I've seen. So I don't know how that's going to impact it, but, or how much it's really going to be like, you know, the post-Itagaki Ninja Gaidens, but we'll see. Next one is just a real quick mention. It's not actually not a game that was even at the show. But everyone, of course, always asks about it every time it comes to a new big show, and that's The Last Guardian. Of course, it did head a no-show, and Sony claims that it's, you know, still coming, so we'll see. Obviously, a lot of people are really excited for it, because, and why shouldn't they be? I mean, you know, Team Ico made Ico, which is one of my favorite games ever. I'm not really a fan of Shadow Colossus, like most other people prefer, but of the two games that are already out, but, you know, take it with what you will. I felt that there was a very, I don't know what to say here. Like, I have a loss for words, even though I kind of have an idea. But it just has a really elegant simplicity with Ico that really works super well, whereas I feel like, while there's a lot to like about Shadow of the Colossus, it just has this incredibly overly complex, I would say, control scheme that doesn't really work super well a lot of the time, that kind of takes away from the experience, in my opinion. But I'm not saying it's a shitty experience, you know, whatever, you like what you want, but that's how I felt about it. Okay, anyway, enough of my tangent there. So that was all for PlayStation 3. Next system is Nintendo 3DS, so yeah, I'm looking pretty hard to get into that system probably now, based on what I've seen of things we've already knew about that were coming, but yet I saw more of them and just kind of paid attention, you know, more than I usually do for systems I don't have yet, or whatever. Well, one of them is a unnamed Contra game. All that we know is that apparently Konami's doing a Contra game for the system, and I like Contra. Otherwise, there's nothing else known. There's no footage. There's no, you know, screenshots. There's no known potential third-party outsourced developer that's doing it or not, you know, or what it's even going to be like exactly. So, just a Contra game. So, I don't know. I like Contra, so we'll see. Two games, though, extra that I want to comment on a little bit that we do know about and have known about prior to E3, but that is Shin Megami Tensei 4. It's a Shin Megami Tensei game, so, you know, it's probably one of my favorite RPG series. Though I played them very, very rarely for some reason, even though I have quite a few of them on, well, all of them on PS2 that released here, so. But yeah, the next main game in the main series. It's not a spin-off like Persona is, or any of the others. But the one that gets me the most hype for getting a 3DS, surprisingly, and it's a game that's coming out like within next month, and that is Project Cross Zone. it's an RPG, so I didn't really pay a lot of attention to it, except that it was, you know, it crosses over three awesome developers, Namco characters, Namco, Capcom, and Sega, which is really cool. Three awesome, very well-established Japanese powerhouses, you know, crossing over into an action RPG with strategy and all that. And it actually looks a lot more awesome than the PS2 game that didn't come over here, but a lot of people know about, which is Namco Cross Capcom, which was a strategy RPG. This just looks so much better, and it's actually coming here. So I would think that might be the game that might make me get a 3DS. I don't know. Though right now I'm kind of iffy on spending money for another system until the PS4, because that's the one I really want. But we'll get to that in a second. Next system is PlayStation Vita, and sadly there's nothing to report about that game-wise for me interesting that came out of this E3, unless I just didn't see it, because I don't know what Sony's doing with that system, but it's like they want to bury it or something, because their conference didn't really show anything for it, and it's just really disappointing. Because that's that hardware on that thing with the extra analog stick, and I've played a few things on someone I know at a local game shop that owns one. I've played with it enough to know that it's a great piece of hardware. I really, really want to love it. I want to have a reason to get one, but it's just, I don't get it. No one wants to make anything for it. And I think that's partly Sony's fault. And they also need to drop the price on that, too. And I didn't announce that either, so they didn't really announce anything that I could tell at E3 about Vita. So it's really kind of sad. So nothing there. Nothing, and it's a sad state of affairs. So next up is Nintendo Wii U. And, I think I'm just going to... I've said this in the past when Bayonetta 2 originally was announced, but now that I've seen actual gameplay footage, yeah, it looks like fucking Bayonetta, but as we all know, Bayonetta's just the fucking shit, man. It's just the shit. It's platinum, it's the shit. You know, what can I say? I don't know. It blows my mind. I loved her new look. I'm sure to love the game. I just can't help it, you know? Everything fucking platinum touches, I guess, turns to platinum, right? Not gold. So, I don't know, man. It's just, it's crazy. So I think I might get that game just for that, or that system just for that game, which is something I never do, is just get a game for a system for a single game. But I can't help it, guys. It's just too good. It looks so good, as usual. So, I'll probably get that next year, in 2014, the system, when that game comes out. And hopefully, by that point, there will be new SKUs for the Wii U that fucking does something about the niggling issues I have with that thing, like the really pathetic amount of internal storage, and among other things. I'm not holding my breath at all, but I would love that they would do something about that. A few other games I'm looking forward to for the Wii U, now that I'm actually truly looking at the list of games it has and is coming out, because I'm actually going to consider the system, so obviously I want more games for it, right? Well, The Wonderful 101, of course, it's another Platinum game, and it looks really cool. Though I don't know a lot about it, and I haven't watched a lot of footage, but who needs to? It's Platinum, right? I don't know, just can't get over how awesome they are. So anyway, and then the other two are actually first-party Nintendo games, surprise, surprise, and that is Super Mario 3D Land, which I have to say is the first Mario game to make me care in a long time. Now maybe it's just because I'm looking at the Wii U and getting it anyway for Bayonetta 2, so maybe that's why I'm thinking that that's the case, when it really isn't unique, you know, to how I would feel if I looked at the original Wii. I don't know. But having said that, I just can't get over how adorable the cat suit is and how cool it is to dive bomb, pounce on enemies and run up walls. It's just adorable. What can I say? They're getting me again. I don't know what to tell you. So, and then the other one is Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U. I mean, I've always been pretty interested in it and in the series, and I have played the N64 one in the past. So, you know, I know I like the way it does and the way it plays well enough that I'll probably like this. And hey, Mega Man's going to be in it. I mean, how cool is that? Looked really awesome. So anyway, next, of course, is my main system for next gen, That is the one and only PlayStation 4. Sony, of course, at the conference said all the right things, did the right things, and clarified in a way that makes me not too really worried at all that any real issues will come up from, you know, any of their policies, because it's pretty much the same as PS3. And, I have to say, yeah, obviously the one elephant in the room is that they are going to charge for online play now, this next system. And I am disappointed with that, because I have been a proponent of, against Microsoft doing that in the past, and pretty vocal about it at times. But at the same time, someone might call me a hypocrite and say, well, if you're fine with this, then you're a hypocrite. Well, the thing is, I may have been disappointed and not spoken about that Microsoft, which what they did, you know, in this way in the past that no one else did. But that's just because I don't think we should have it that way. But it's not a deal breaker for me, and it never really has been. I mean, I did have a 360. Anyone knows me from 2007, they will know I had a 360 in the end of 2006 up through about May of 2007-ish. And I got rid of it, not because of the requirement for paying online play, but because of the shitty hardware failure issue. Because I always felt that it was an issue that was going to happen for sure, and I didn't want to keep the system until it did it and then have it be a worthless piece of shit, or have to deal with putting up with sending it into Microsoft, even if it was free, to get it fixed. I just didn't want to put up any of that. So that's why I sold it back then. And that reason has never changed. That was my reasoning. And so that's why I took that system, I sold it, and when it was still working perfectly fine, so I could get something for it back. And I put all that money into a PSP, which I definitely didn't regret. That was quite a few games right away, let me tell you. So I'm not a hypocrite, because I did pay for Xbox Live back then. Once or twice, I don't know. 1 month or two, I can't remember. I did get a lot of months free, because back then, I know that there was a number of games I bought that just had free month passes in them. So that's that. So while I don't like it that Sony's doing it, it's really not a make-or-break situation for me. It's something I can put up with, provided the service is better than the PS3, provided it is worth paying for, and at the very least, it's still going to get the same old PlayStation Plus stuff that we get now, as well, which is a great, incredible, deal, just right now even. So I think I have no problem with paying for that. And my plan is to just. I already have 1 year card already I bought just today at this recording, and I'm planning on waiting for that, since it doesn't expire until a year from now. I'm going to wait until I get my PS4 at launch, because yes, I did pre-order one, and I do have one I'm guaranteed at launch from Amazon.com, at least that's what they say, so that'd be nice. And I just wanted to start with my PlayStation 4. I want to redeem the first one then, so I get the full year on that. And throughout from now until then, I'm going to be looking for deals on the cards. The card I got today was $40 instead of $50, because I got a coupon from Best Buy. So I'm going to look for deals on cards, $10 or more off, and I'm going to stack that shit for the next generation, so I don't have to think about ever having whether or not I can play online. I just want to stack it up and let it go. So that's my plan. But anyway, on to the PlayStation 4 games at E3 that I'm interested in so far. And that is, first one is Killzone Shadowfall. I skipped out on Killzone 3, and I really like Killzone 2. So this one just looks like it's pretty awesome, and the way they're giving you different ways to approach the given situations, where you can actually play kind of stealthy, and you can play balls to wall, you know, run and gun, you know, whatever, you know, that's pretty cool that they give you those kind of choices. It's always interesting to be able to do that kind of stuff, you know, a la kind of, you know, Metal Gear Solid 4 and things like that. So while it's not really a stealth game per se, you know, it's cool that you have that option. So So, and plus, I really like the fact that the addition of the color, the colorful, you know, aspects of the this Killzone game just looks a lot more appealing to the eye than the other ones. Even though Killzone 2 is a very, very beautiful game, the lighting engine was amazing and just looks really good. But, you know, kind of sick of those all these drab color schemes, though. Next one is probably the game I'll get with get at launch for my first game, and that's Watch Dogs. It just looks really, just really promising and interesting game. You know, whether how unique it is not really what I'm concerned with. It just looks like a lot of fun and looks a very interesting game to play. So, I'm very interested to watch to play that. And I know it's a cross generational game. You know, you can get it for PS3 and 360 as well, but you know, whatever I can get for PS4, I'm just going to put on that system. That's just what I want to do. Just make it more worth it for me. Next game is the new Wolfenstein, The New Order. This is made by the... I can't remember what their name is, the developer who's doing this one, but they are a splinter group off of Starbreeze, if I'm not mistaken, that did the Riddick games that were really well acclaimed. And rightfully so. So, the last one, the last Wolfenstein from 09, you know, I played that, I think, in 2012. And it was a fairly solid game, but it was really lacking any real, just, you know, I don't know. It was a very solid game, but it's not really all that exciting and just kind of, you know, a lot of the time. So, hopefully they'll give it the Wolfenstein property a lot more oomph this time and just give a lot more character and atmosphere to the world with the whole Nazi thing, and as usual, you know, that'll be I just hope that it's a lot more interesting than usual for the Wolfenstein games, which hasn't been for a long time. What can I say? Next one is an old PC reboot. It's Shadow Warrior originally came out in 1997. It was 3D Realms' game that they followed Duke Nukem 3D with. I did play it back then, and I really enjoyed it for what it did, because it was very gory and kind of racist and kind of the character Lo Wang, that is, you know. And not exactly PC in any fashion. Some of that makes me laugh, but, you know, a lot of times it makes you cringe, you know, just how it was. But if I'm not mistaken, you can get that the 1997 one for free on Steam right now. Or at least you could a few weeks ago when I pulled it down. So, to play it again. But yeah, this new one is from a new developer. Not 3D Realms, of course, thank God. Because how long would it take them, you know? How long would it take them to make? but I don't know the developer name, but I know they did Hard Reset on PC. And I never played that, but it looked really good. Hard Reset looked really cool. So, and this new Shadow Warrior looks pretty cool too, and it's apparently coming to PlayStation 4. So, that should be cool. It sounds interesting, and I like the idea of now he has magic that he can use, different magical powers, and that have a risk and a reward, that apparently if he, like say, you use them, then it enrages the enemies around you and it makes them stronger, you know, or something like that. You know, I've heard those types of things. Next one is not a launch title, but it's like a quarter one 2014 release of the new Infamous Second Son, which looks really cool. I never got into Infamous 2, even though I liked Infamous 1 a lot. Infamous 2 just seemed too much of the same thing of the first game, but Second Son looks like it'll take that and, you know, put some breathe new life into it. And I'm not saying I wouldn't like Infamous 2, it's just, you know, just not, wasn't a priority, and I don't know, maybe I'll get it someday, but it's just not a priority, what can I say? So, you know, this looks like a fun and Infamous game, and I did like the first one a lot, so looking forward to that one. Next is Transistor, which is a new game by Supergiant Games, which did Bastion. I never played Bastion. It never came to a platform I wanted to play it on, which mainly is what I'm saying. When I say that, translation, PlayStation 3, it never came to that. And with my new computer, I could play it on Steam, if I'm not mistaken, it is on there. But I don't know. Just don't want to. I don't know. I'd like them to do a port to PS4, but, you know, I'm gonna hold my breath. But Transistor looks cool regardless of that, and looking forward to playing a game for them of theirs finally, regardless of what it is. Next one is Final Fantasy 15, and yes, I know I've mentioned many times in the past I'm not a big RPG guy, though I do have specific ones I have played and liked. Still plenty more collection to play that I just never play, because I'm just bad about playing my RPGs. But anyway, but regardless of that, obviously we all know now 15 is retitled because it used to be called Final Fantasy Versus 13, and I've always been interested in what they have shown or what they have talked about what the gameplay will be, even from the beginning. So it's not really news to me that I'd be surprised, or it's not news to me that I'm interested in 15 and what it's going to be like. So I'm hoping it'll be fun. It seems like it. And next one is the first quote unquote big boy game, if you want to call it that, aka on a actual console, not a handheld, that the developers Red Dawn are doing. I mean, if you know them, they did the two PSP God of War games, and they did them fantastically, and I really enjoy those games. But their game for PS4 is The Order 1886. And I have to say, it looks very, very cool with the whole time period setting and the fantasy elements. Just really seemed to strike a chord with me. I know we didn't really see gameplay, we just saw in-game or in-engine cutscene, but, you know, it looks cool, just from what we saw, so I'm interested to see more. Next one is Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. What we saw at Microsoft's conference, thanks to them showing it, is really cool stuff, and Metal Gear Solid 5, 4, I should say, Metal Gear Solid 4, finally made me a fan of the series after a long time of really respecting it, but not getting into it. Basing it on the fact that it just seemed too strict on the stealth stuff. So, whereas 4 was a lot more lenient in the sense that you could approach it in a non-stealth way if you really wanted to a lot of the time. So, but a lot of times I did try to do stealth, you know, and it was a lot more fun that way, and I really enjoyed that game. So, one of my favorites of this current generation. So, I'm very much looking forward to MGS5, no question. And the last one, which was a big surprise from the EA conference at the very end, if you recall, and that is Mirror's Edge 2, or at least the next Mirror's Edge, whatever they're really calling it, I don't know. Apparently it's going to be more of an open world game, and if it is really coming to PS4 like I expect, based on what I've heard, I'm very excited for it. It's just, I'm a huge fan of the first Mirror's Edge, and for all the kind of dislike that it gets from a lot of the media and general opinion, I know me and a lot of other people that I have talked to personally really like the game and think it's much better than most of them thought, and I definitely think so. So I am totally looking forward to that. There's no question about it. I'm very surprised that they finally decided that they were going to actually tell us they were doing one. So, yeah, that's it for E3 2013. Yeah. It's like I'm in the past or something. So anyway, that's it for E3 this year for me. Thanks for listening, guys.